USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unable to make the traditional services at Arlington National Cemetery because of his trip to Japan, President Trump did speak to sailors and Marines on board the USS Wasp on Memorial Day.
Together you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
Vice President Mike Pence did speak at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday morning. Two victims are dead after a knife-wielding man went on a stabbing spree at a bus stop in Japan, and more than a dozen people are injured. The suspect stabbed himself in the neck and later died. His motive isn't known. Rescue crews searching for people who may be trapped after a big twister strikes Dayton, Ohio overnight. Some injuries have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Evangelist Franklin Graham is asking for Sunday, June 2nd to be a special day of prayer for President Trump. Graham writing on Facebook on Sunday night that no president has been attacked like Trump and that God is the only hope for him and the nation. Graham writing that the nation is on the edge of a precipice and that God is needed to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide President Trump. A tragic death over the holiday weekend in the waters of Hawaii. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him.
And an attorney from Colorado, the latest person to die while climbing down from the summit of Mount Everest. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti will be making multiple appearances in federal court in Manhattan today. His first court appearance over accusations he tried to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening to go public with embarrassing information about the company. He will then go before a different judge for allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his former client Stormy Daniels. He plans to plead not guilty in both cases. The latest edition of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes, and John Clemens has more on the story.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years, due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Bill Buckner, the former Major League Baseball player, is dead at the age of 69. His family says he was battling severe dementia. He had been chosen by the Dodgers in the second round of the 1968 draft and went on to play 22 seasons in the majors, also playing for the Cubs, Red Sox, Angels, and Royals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.